Amen. Psalm 137, if you're there, say amen. I'm going to read slow, and I want you please to, if you will, to focus on all of these words, because this is my message, right? I mean, this is it. The Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered. Amen. Therefore, we sat down and we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. I want you to focus on verse 1, where the scripture says, therefore, yea, we wept when we remembered. Amen. I want you to look at Luke, and I don't think that I'm going to stay right here, but this is where I want to start. The 16th chapter of Luke. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man. And then I'm going to skip down. And it came to pass, verse 22, that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off in Lazarus' bosom, in his bosom, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said to the rich man, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things. Now, I want to preach tonight on memory. I want to preach on more than a memory. And as you can see, as I'm going to have you pray for me, I'm going to sit down, but as you can see, these scriptures that I read, the memory in Psalm 137 caused them to weep. And in Luke 16, the memory of the rich man was misery. It was torment. It was the worm that dieth not. Amen. I know. I want you to pray for me because I have the opposite of these verses to read eventually here. I'm going to preach about 30 minutes, and somewhere on the 15 minute mark, I need to go back and remind me, Brother Glenn, to not leave us hanging in this, okay? As I want to go back and read the other side of these scriptures. Amen. Won't you lift your hands this way and help me to preach, ask the Lord to help me preach to you. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Help this feeble preacher, Lord. I'm pitiful without your anointing, without your touch, inspiration. Help me, Lord, to preach to these people like you gave it to me, Lord, and inspired me to do it. Lord, I need you. Help me preach in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. Thank you very much for praying for me. And I hope the Lord will help me preach to you. A memory is a wonderful thing. Even before IBM and personal computers, God had already designed, amen, memory in a human being, amen, that is a awesome thing to recall. And a lot of times, amen, we recalled, David said, while I mused, I meditated, the fire burned. And there's times that a memory of a past, how many loves that song? Amen. About never forgetting the day. Amen. I love that song. How does that go? I never shall forget the day. Amen. I just start feeling a little shout come on me when I get cranking on that song. I never shall forget the day. Amen. But in my text tonight, amen, what I want to bring to your attention is when memory becomes a misery. Amen. In our lives. Now listen, I love the good old days. My children growing up, it's good to have Isaac here, my youngest son that was so old he couldn't stand with the 25 and younger. Boy, that made me feel great. Huh? Praise God. But I remember when they were young and Brother Bill, I've preached all my life since 19 years old, and I've heard a lot of stories. Now, if a preacher tells them they're true, aren't they? Huh? And the more preachers that tell it makes it truer, don't it? But we got these stories to tell, and my kids sometimes, just to aggravate me, and I'll say, well, I remember when I was a boy. Anybody ever hear that, you young folks? We had about 400 young people in here tonight. Hey, man, I want you young folks to preach with me. How many of you have ever heard that term? When I was a boy, huh? Right here? Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't y'all love that? Oh, when I was a boy, the snow was deeper. The day was longer. The girls were prettier, and the men were stronger. How many believe that? Just hope they don't. There's no way you can prove it. It's gone now, praise God. Amen. But my kids would say, Dad, don't go back in time again. Huh? We get in those time machines. Amen. Back we go. Praise God. Amen. When we had a lot of hair and less. Oh, excuse me. We won't go into that. Praise God. Here we got a group of people that are sitting in a location. I'll tell you what turns our memories into misery sometimes is our location. Praise God. Now I want to tell you, I know God helped me to make this clear tonight. And I love the old time way. Seek the old path and walk therein. But brother and sister, we cannot live forever on memory alone. Woo, come on now. Amen. I remember, me and Brother Jeff has been driving me around. Brother Jeff Lamy, and we were driving down the road. Brother Jeff has been in 10 years this year. February was 10 years he's been with us. And, he wasn't there when Brother Blue and you came through. Boy, I feel like preaching tonight. He wasn't there when you came through, and all those folks got the Holy Ghost, and amen, and we'd have revival, and sometimes I remember Brother Addis came and preached 2 weeks and preached 2 nights out of those 2 weeks.
Of course, Sister Adams preached a couple too, you know. I will say that. Matter of fact, she preached the first four or five. Hallelujah. Amen. But we had revival. People walk in the seats, Brother Philip. Amen. Boy, we do go back, don't we? Huh? Remember that? Never mind. Hallelujah. Amen. But I got a little girl that'll be 16. Can you believe? She'll be 16 in July. Amen. But over that period of time, amen, she wasn't there. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Brother Jeff, I began to tell him about, amen, when Brother Noah Lester got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And his wife Rita got the Holy Ghost. And he ran around the church and she chased him. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he liked that. Amen. They're still there. Amen. We told about, amen, Sister Teresa Neal coming. Amen. Had been raised in a little Baptist church and married a holiness boy or that was raised holiness. I told him about Brother Robert getting saved. Amen. And bringing his little Baptist wife and her getting the Holy Ghost in the center aisle, Sister LaDonna, with you praying. I don't know. Surely you remember. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, that's all a blessing. Amen. But my little 16-year-old girl, amen, come on now. Amen. She needs more than just a memory that I can tell her. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And we have a heritage. And I'm glad for that heritage. But if we find ourselves by the river Babylon and all we got's a memory, we'll hang our harp upon the willow.
I love to read. I'm glad I learned how to read. That's all I learned in school, I think. Huh? And I love to read. I got in trouble in the fourth grade. I got into trouble in the third grade, the second, and the first, too, if you really want to know about it. But in the fourth grade, I got in trouble because I wouldn't bring a book back that I'd checked out of the library. And it was the end of school year, and they said, "We won't want your books all have to be in by Friday." Well, I was reading The Treasure Island. Now, you tell me how in the world you can turn, what was that boy's name, Hawkins? Huh? You don't have, whoops. Treasure Island, was that a Christian book? But how can you turn that book in when you don't know if they found the treasure or not? And so I just, hey, man, I was a slow reader, but I loved to read. And if she hadn't kept aggravating me with that English, I'd have had it read a long time ago. You didn't bring your book. Have you lost the book? No, I haven't lost the book. Well, why don't you bring the book back? Amen. I know I'm off on a track here. I feels pretty good out here, though. Amen. I finally told her, "I don't know if he's going to come back alive or not." She said, "Okay, keep the book." She understood. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you what, there come a time in my life I didn't want to just read about hidden treasure. I needed to get my hands on some. Amen. Amen. When I read my preacher books, I don't want to just read about the Methodist revival down by the river. Amen. I want to have revival at Keene Mountain, at the foot of the mountain right now. Matter of fact, if I don't get more than a memory, amen, my church is going to lose their song. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Now, I know this may seem a little out of place because we've had an old-time meeting here this week. And I'm telling you, this crowd's sitting on ready right now. You talk about a blowout, hoop and holler meeting we're going to have after a while. Are you listening to me? You can't keep hearing the gospel preaching. I ask these preachers, where do you come up with these unique sermons about upper rooms and Calvary and stuff like that? It's a little humor there. That's not unique, is it? That's the gospel. Amen. We keep hearing the gospel. You know what we need to do? Amen. Listen, the Bible said, and I think this is a very sad commentary. Amen. They said, "We sat down by the river Babylon." Amen. And when we remembered Zion. Amen. Oh, there's somebody in this house tonight. Amen. You remember those days. You remember your Sunday school class when you were innocent and tender. You remember how you loved dressing on Sunday morning and coming in your little frock. Amen. And hearing about Jesus. Amen. You're a long way from that tonight, friend. And all you got left's a memory. Amen. But what I want to tell you, you can have more than a memory. Amen. That's right. Oh, you feel a little bit condemned. Amen. Around the holiness people. I did when I was lost. Amen. Because I knew better. Amen. Are you listening? But I want to tell somebody tonight, you can get more than a memory. Amen. In this house tonight. Amen. Because God's in here. Amen. To bring it up to date in your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Over, and if you want to turn, you can, but I don't really have time to flipping through my Bible, my organized Bible. Amen. But you remember, praise God, the book of Ezra, when they began to lay the foundation. Amen. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Can I stop right here? Amen. How many was over here at the new dining hall when you laid the foundation? Raise your hand if you was over there. I mean, I'd say working. Maybe you was watching. I don't care. How many was over there when they poured the cement for the fellowship? Huh? Oh, yeah. Amen. How many was here when you poured the foundation for this church? It's getting lower, isn't it? Huh? Praise God. How many was here when they poured the foundation for the other church? How old are you? I know how old she is. She is 12 hours older than me. I asked her mother, we asked her today. She's my senior by 12 hours. On Halloween night, she was born at 3:30 in the morning. I was born at 3:30 in the evening. Ooh, trick or treat. Hallelujah. You figure out which one's which. Huh? Praise God. Amen. These men in the book of Ezra, they came down to rebuild the temple. Amen. Now here, listen. Here's the carrying away. Amen. They had a memory of what used to be. They had a memory. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. There were a lot of people on that 70-year trek. Amen. That still remembered. Amen. The tabernacle. The temple. Amen. That Solomon built. Where the glory of God filled the temple. I want to tell you, America. Amen. There's not many left that remembered the good old days when the Holy Ghost, amen, was in the church house and the White House. I wish somebody would say amen. Oh yeah, amen. I don't think we have to just try to live on the memory of what used to be. I believe God wants to give us a revival. I believe that. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If all we're going to do, all we're going to feed our flock, Brother Glenn, it's just recipes from the past. Sooner or later, they're going to die. Are you listening? There was a crowd gathered, Brother Blue. And boy, I tell you, I'm encouraged, Brother Blue. And really, they haven't aged that much here. Amen. But I'm telling you, I wasn't kidding. Amen. When I said you're doing better than ever, I'm going to tell you, amen, we don't have, amen, to die out. Are you listening to me? I thank God for memories, but I also thank God for the vision and the burden of digging another foundation. Hey, come on now, of having a revival in this hour. Woo, come on now. There was a crowd gathered at that groundbreaking. Some were weeping and some were rejoicing. Now, I'm not going to claim to be able to discern this out. But the Bible said the older priest that remembered the first temple wept. Are you listening to me? Now, I don't know, Brother Bill, if they wept, and I'm assuming by it said some rejoiced, and they couldn't discern between the weeping and the rejoicing. Now I've always assumed that the ones that remembered
the good old days were disappointed.
Maybe that's not right.
Maybe they were overjoyed, but it seemed like the Lord made a variance in the older ones that saw and knew what it used to be and saw the outlay of what was to be. Hear me? Now, I don't know. Listen, I'm going to get in trouble here. I know I am. But I want to tell you, seniors, we cannot sit around the church and point the finger at the youth and say they're just not as dedicated as we used to be. And that goes without saying a lot of times. Amen. But we might see the church of tomorrow, and we that have seen that. But I'm going to tell you what Randy Webb feels here tonight, and that may not be worth a plug nickel to you. Amen. But I'm not give up. Amen, on that foundation. Are you listening to me? I believe my boy right here that is a preacher, amen, that told me he was called to preach when he was 5 years old. I kind of doubted it then, but amen. But he told me, he said the Lord had impressed him, amen, when he learned to read, that he could go to preaching. And he said at 5 years old, he was grading his own paper here. He said, I can read pretty good, Dad. So I believe I need to step out. Well, that was a blessing. But about 14 years old, amen, he stood up and answered, amen, the call of the Lord on his life. Amen. Now listen, amen, I felt God in a mighty way in these 38 years that I've been preaching the gospel. But brother, I didn't use it all up. I wish somebody would say amen. The same God that anointed me, amen, is anointing my son. Are you listening to me? The same God that moved in the 50s and healed the lame is still healing the lame today. Are you listening to me? We can't live on a memory. We've got to have more. We've got to have a daily demonstration. Almost done. 10 minutes. Now here's the flip side. I'm 5 minutes late on it. And here's the flip. I'm talking about more than a memory. And I'm not discarding the memory, but here's what our memory ought to do. The memory. Hear me. Now I'm going to turn back in the psalm. Listen to this. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. I read to you where they were being captive. But when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. This is the flip side of this. Are you hearing me? We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Oh, that don't sound like, woo, is somebody going to say amen? This is what I believe in. Oh yes, they were weeping by the river Babylon. Amen. Aren't you glad they hung those harps in the willows? Amen. Instead of throwing them in the river. You know what I believe? And this is the preacher. He can straighten this up in 2 Sundays. I guarantee you he can. Could I tell you? I believe they hung them up out of harm's way. Amen. And I know it was a symbol that they'd lost their song because, amen, they were strangers in Babylon. And they had, but they kept them in the willows. And maybe in the back of their mind, they were thinking about the times that God had delivered them before. And if He delivers them now, they'll have their harps, amen, in those willow trees, amen, to go to playing again. Amen. Can I tell you, our experience don't have to be just a memory of days gone by. We can still shout. We can still laugh. We can still worship. We can still have revival. I'm preaching right. Now, I don't understand this all. I asked the preacher here today. But Haggai said about that temple, he said,
the second temple would outshine the first. Did he say that or not? Now come on, Bible scholars. Amen. Did he say that or not? How could it be? I want to tell you what I know in my life. Amen. When I got saved at the foot of my bed on Jewel Ridge Mountain. Amen. Nobody there to sing a song or make an altar. Amen. Brother Tony mentioned it today. Amen. The old rock and roll had went off and I was sick of it. Amen. I got down and asked the Lord to save me. Amen. But I want to tell you what I know. It's got sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. You say you haven't had any trouble. I've had a barrel of trouble. Amen. But he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Amen. I'm not going to be put on the shelf. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Are you listening to me? You don't have to go into retirement. You can go into refirement. Come on now. For the glory of the second temple will outshine the glory of the first. Hallelujah. Y'all don't believe this, do you? More than a memory. Now, I don't know how that happened. I'm assuming, in my small theological ability, I'm assuming that Haggai was looking down the road. Huh? When the temple was built, and Herod built it, remodeled or expanded on the temple. But there was one walked into that temple one day. Are you listening to me? Y'all ain't getting this. Amen. Who opened the book and he read. Amen. I have anointed me. Amen. Are you listening? Amen. And he closed the book. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach to you here. Amen. Christ is here. And if Christ is here, the glory is here. Amen. Come on now. We don't have to write Ichabod over the door. We don't have to hang our hearts on the willow. We don't have to just dwell in memory shadow. We can have an experience that'll give us power over the enemy. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Feel the Holy Ghost there. Ain't no grave. I ain't gonna sing. Gonna hold my body down. Well, ain't no grave. Wish I was Tony Walker. Gonna hold my body down. Claude Ely. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground, for ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. He that soweth in tears, reap in joy. Huh? I want you to go back to the book of Luke. You know where in your memory will be a misery? If you go to hell. I felt like the Lord dealt with me years ago. That in hell, now I may be wrong. I thought the Lord. I believe that folks' memory in hell, they will remember the opportunities they had. Now you may pass it off. You're here tonight. You're thinking, wondering if Brother Peach is going to make 800 tacos tonight. Huh? I wouldn't count on it. I think that was yesterday. Huh? I don't know what you're thinking about, but somebody's in this house that if they don't get right with God, their memory of this service will be a misery to them. Because the Lord is liable to say, remember when? You remember when that old crazy preacher from Virginia preached to you? Amen. About you could have more than a memory. to turn a little bit back from the 16th chapter, and I want you to look at a boy standing in a hog pen. He had wasted his substance on riotous living, but now he's standing there. Now I'm going to tell you what, I have fed some hogs, not many, too many, but not many. I'm telling you, I've had that old chop. Anybody ever used to call that old hog slop? We used to call it chop. I don't know. And you'd carry that in a 5-gallon bucket out there, and it would splash over on your blue jeans, and you'd have a good old stiff pant leg all day long. It was hard to explain at school. Oh, yeah? That's Izod style right there. No. I was just raised in a different day. Y'all there? Huh? Here's this old boy. He's in the hog pen. And all of a sudden, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. The Bible said he came to himself. You ever hear the term, it dawned on him? And you know what kicked in on him? You know what kicked in on him? His memory kicked in. He was sleeping probably on some corn husk somewhere, desiring to eat out of the hog slop. And all of a sudden, his memory kicked into gear and said to him, "You remember Father's house? Clean sheets? Blueberry cobbler?" Now, this is a different... You may not have bought this interpretation of this scripture yet. It's coming out in my next book. Preaching for Dummies. You ever hear, pick it up when you... Huh? Blueberry cobbler? Huh? I started to say pork chops, but he was a Jewish boy. He had roast chicken. And he said, "I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done wrong. Well, I done wrong when I left home." Is that what he said? I can't sing that. I wish I could. Y'all do too. That makes a unanimous vote here. But can I tell you, his memory kicked in. You say, "Boy, I'd say he was miserable." Hold on. His memory prodded him to climb over that hog. One old preacher used to say this, and you may not even understand this, but he said that was the first place that a permanent way was ever heard of. I told you wouldn't understand that. When that old prodigal gave that hog pen a permanent wave. So long, hog pen. What's pushing that boy back down that familiar road? What is it driving that boy? You know what I wish you'd do? I wish you'd get to remembering, amen, how faithful you used to be, and let it drive you back down that road, amen, to an experience with the Father again. Oh, y'all with me? I'm almost done. Praise God. He said he came to himself and he said, "Amen, in my Father's house, my servants have enough." I tell you, somebody in this house is living in poverty, spiritually speaking. And I want you to remember, it didn't always used to be that way. "When I left my Father's house, I was well supplied. I done wrong when I left home, and I'm dissatisfied. Well, I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home." I know what you're thinking. You wish I'd go home and get that money that Mom gave me for singing lessons. And I want to talk to somebody here. I want to talk to you. If you're not careful, you're going to take this memory to hell with you. And that memory, you know what he said? "Remember in thy lifetime thou hast thy good things."
how much torment, Brother Mark, would it be to go to hell and remembering the good things of life? How about you? Oh, you've got too educated to believe in holiness anymore. But you're not happy, are you? Wasn't you a lot happier when you were holy? Oh, yes, you were. Yes, you were. Huh? Well, I believe I'll go back home. That's what you need to do. You remember when you used to shout and your hair would snap like a whip? Huh? What happened to those days? Huh? One old guy told me, I was at a camp meeting somewhere in America. Never been out of America. Just went to Israel one time. Probably never go again. He was sitting at a meeting and he said, he's telling me about all he used to see done in the 50s at the meetings that he was in. You know, people getting healed. And he said, I used to fast a lot. He was a big guy. And he reached over and he patted that old stomach and he said, I had to quit fasting. It got to hurting my stomach. And I thought, yeah. And you quit getting them testimonies about people getting healed. I didn't say that. I was a humble man. Sort of. I wanted to say, buddy, when I fast, I hurt all over. I'm not going to be all spiritual. I'm telling you, and I've told this, and people don't believe it. When my kids were little, and I'd kind of committed to the Lord to fast a couple of days a week. And you know, we'd put them at the table and fill up their plates, and they'd pour that orange Kool-Aid. I could smell that from across the room. Now, you may not believe that, but I know it's the truth. Amen. It was one midnight. I thought I smelled it through the refrigerator door. I'm not real happy about this fasting business. And y'all can tell that, praise God. But can I tell you, amen, we can still have the good old days. They don't have to be just a memory. Are you listening to me? You don't have to have just a memory of when you used to be right with God. Are you listening to me? You can get right with God right now! Right now! I want you to lift your hands as they come to the piano. I want you to play me a song that'll give some poor sinner an opportunity, amen, to come and live more than just a memory. And I'm not discarding memory, amen, because memory, amen, but we have to be like in Revelation 3. He said, thou hast left thy first love. And then he said, repent, amen, remember from whence thou hast fallen. Repent and do thy first works over. Listen to me. Just get started back home. Amen. Let your memory pick you out of that seat and take you back to the Father's house. Years ago, I read a tract about a young man. His mother had passed away, and he wasn't saved, and he got in a lot of trouble when he was a boy, but he honored his mother, who was a good Christian woman. And there was a man that did him wrong, and he was going to kill that man. And he decided to keep his mother from being shamed, that he was going to wait till her dying day. And then when the funeral was over, he was going to take care of that man that he had such a bitter hatred toward. This tract said that this man, after his mama's funeral, that old bitterness welled up in him again, and he went up in that mountain in that holler where that old guy lived, and he just hid out in the laurels. And he said he took his old squirrel gun and he waited by the path. He knew the man's pattern, and he knew he was going to come out of there that foggy morning. He's going to head down that path to the sawmill, and he's going to kill him when he come down that path. When he came down, and just like her, he sat there by that old tree, down in that laurel thicket, and he waited for that man. He heard the door close, and he seen the man come down, speak to the old dog, head down the path, heard the old gate creak, and he got his shotgun out. Amen. He checked the load, and he put it in a little bush that was leaned against that hardwood tree. He put that in that bush.
bush began, and it was a flowering bush. Can't remember what it was, but it was his mother's favorite spring blossom. And he used to collect them for her when he was a little lad. And she loved it so much when he'd bring them blossoms as her bouquet. And when he laid that shotgun in the fork of that bush and that blossom, brother, you know what it reminded him of? It reminded him of Mama and her care and how hard she would weep if she knew what he was getting ready to do. That man going down that path never realized what saved his life. He never even realized that his life was saved. But it was a memory that saved him. You remember reading where David was in the hold in the Philistine garrison. And he said, oh, that I had a drink. His memory got to cranking up on him. And he said, if I had a drink by the out of that well at Bethlehem, my hometown, three of his mighty men jumped out of that hold and ran in through the Philistine garrison. Are you listening to me? I often wondered why he poured that water out. And I'll tell you why I think it was. And I was studying and praying and meditating on this message. Amen. I felt like the Lord said, David realized there's more than a memory at stake right here. There was three great close friends that risked their life for him. And he realized, I'd rather have these friends and this loyalty means more to me than that memory by the well. Are you listening? I want to tell you something here tonight. Amen. The devil will have you thinking, amen, there's not a better day coming. But I want to tell you, amen, whatever you remember, amen, God ain't changed. I said, God ain't changed. One preacher, Brother Bill, and I'm trying to close. But one preacher years ago, I don't remember how many years ago, but a preacher had backslid on the Lord. And he didn't, he failed, he wouldn't come back. And I'd been calling him, trying to encourage him to come back. And you may not even agree with this, and you know, I probably will never know it. That's the good part about it. And the preacher said, I called him up and I said, when are you gonna come back to the Lord? And he said, I really want to. I miss all y'all. I miss the services. But I can't come back. Why? It'd never be the same. That was keeping him. Before I knew it, Brother Roger, I don't know. I didn't have time to look up my theological manual, what to say. It just come on me. I said, well, brother, it can be better than ever. And I could tell when I said that, and I said, I hope he don't ask me how, because I hadn't studied it out yet. Huh? But I could tell it encouraged him. He said, oh, brother, you really think that? And I thought, yeah, I have for the last 30 seconds. You say, I don't believe. I'll tell you what I think it was. I think it was the Holy Ghost. And you know what proved out? That gave that preacher. And you know what? He did ask the question, Brother Blue. He said, how in the world can that be? Look what I've done. Look at my reputation is ruined. And it'll never be. Nobody will ever trust me. Everybody, and all, you know, all the story. And you know, really, and I know preachers that backslide, they aggravate you to death. But I'll tell you, the one aggravated more than anybody is the preacher. Sure got quiet right there. That's right. They got to carry that failure. Amen. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you something here tonight. God's the only one can do it, but He can make beauty from ashes. Woo! Anybody believe that? Come on now. I want to tell you, it can be more than a memory for you. Amen. If you'll put it in the hands of God. Amen. That's right. You can get close to God again. He will in no wise cast you out. He can wash you clean as white as snow. He can throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. He can justify you and take you to heaven. You need more than a memory tonight. If you live your life on them good old hallelujah meetings you used to have and never have another one, you'll die in misery if you're not careful. And God don't want you dying in misery. But I want to tell you this tonight, and I'm closing. You don't want to go to hell with that memory. Is that right? I want you to stand with me. I want you to bow your heads, please. If you'll just give me 5 minutes to make an altar call. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to lift your hands, ask the Lord to deal with some heart. Please, please pray for conviction to come in this service. Son, remember, in thy lifetime, I want you to remember right now how God has dealt with you and blessed you and the good things He's put in your life. We don't have to live just on a memory. And you sure don't want to take this memory to hell. You want to let this memory motivate you to go home. The Father's waiting on you. Amen. He came to Himself and the Father's waiting on you right now. You hear me? I said, the Father is waiting on you right now. Amen. Brother Bill, bow your heads, please. Are you here, sinner friend? Some have already come. You're welcome to come right now. You here lost? Have you been planning about getting saved? Would you like to get started? Don't let this crowd worry you. We're your friends. We're on your team. We're all together in this. We've all been this same place before. Every one of us. Would you like to come and give your heart to God? Huh? Would you let some memory of God's sweetness to you in the past provoke you to get up and go back to the Father's house? Would you do it? Come on now. How about it? Come on, church. We're not going to just try to exist on the memory, are we? Huh? We need something fresh right now. Are you here tonight, friend? Would you like to get right with God? I'd love to pray with you. How about it? Is there one in this house? How about it? We're going to pray. Come on. More than a memory. Amen. Amen. Won't you let it rise, have you rise right now? Church, you know where your place. I want us to come. I'd like for everybody to find an altar. If you're here lost tonight, if you got a lost daughter, son, husband, wife, if you feel like, speak to them. Tell them you're going to pray with them. If they'll just come on, pray with you. Come on. Tell them this church and these preachers, there was a host of preachers here tonight. There's not one of them that wouldn't love to see you get saved tonight. Won't you come?